Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
We hear very frequently on this programme about the struggles of trying to find childcare. And if you manage to find it, the cost of it is the next issue. So with many parents struggling to get childcare and childcare supports, now an army of grandparents have stepped up to fill those gaps. But are we too reliant on granny and granddad? Sean is with me on the line today. Sean, how have grandparents helped your situation?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, we've been extremely lucky. You know, the cost of childcare is astronomical. And my wife's family, you know, they're able to help us with minding the children. Our son is five. He's starting school in September. But before that, you know, he was in preschool for 2 years. But it was only covering half a day, so my mother-in-law would be looking after him for the second half of the day. And we also have a two-year-old who obviously is too young to be going to preschool, so she's looking after her full-time. But we're very blessed and very grateful to the grandparents that they can look after them, and they live around the corner from us, so it's great.
Okay, just stay with me, Sean. I'm just going to fix that line. I think we've got Paul with us in Dublin. Paul, good afternoon.
Hi, Andrew. How are you doing?
Good, not too bad. Are you plugging the gap as a grandparent, or do you get help from granny and granddad?
I'm plugging the gap, I suppose. I'm a grandfather myself. Yeah,
right.
I've got five grandkids, and yeah, over the years we've, for all of them particularly, we've kind of looked after them on weekends or during the evening if their parents were working or away for weekends or something like that. We could take them, so we would do that, no problem. Yeah.
Did you offer or were you asked?
It's a bit of both. Like, you know, sometimes like we kind of always, myself and my wife, say we're available this weekend if you need us, or you might get a call or a text to say, like, can you do this? Can just for an hour or two? Can I need to go somewhere? Or my daughter-in-law would work from home, a home business, and needs to look after some clients, and we watch the couple of grandkids there for a couple of hours and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
And school runs and all that kind of thing, you know.
Do you mind? Do you enjoy it?
No, love it. Absolutely love it. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Some of the joys of our life. Yeah, fantastic.
And there's never too many calls, is there?
No. So there's sometimes it can be a bit, you know, kind of off. But like, you know, we always make ourselves available, and we really enjoy doing it. The grandkids are of different ages, and we love it. Yeah, there's no issue there at all. Fantastic.
Yeah. And I'm curious, would many of your own friends or neighbours from over the years, Paul, would they do the same? Do they step in to help out?
Yeah, like I suppose, yeah, like the neighbours, not so much nowadays, but maybe when I was a bit younger, my parents, and when we were younger, having our kids when they were young, we had the odd neighbour that would help out too, that if we needed, kind of thing. And I also remember staying in aunts and uncles' houses when I was younger too. So it's always a bit less so now of that now, I'd say. But yeah, we would. It's more family from where I got it now. You hear a lot of the people with their asking their parents to help with the kids.
Mm. Sean, you were telling us your parents they do help out with your kids.
Yeah, they do. They help out. They help out a lot. As I said, I think we have two kids, a 5-year-old and 2-year-old. 5-year-old was going to preschool now. He's starting in September, starting school. But they would pick him up half days and look after him for the second half of the day. But the 2-year-old needs a bit more care. Obviously, she's not in preschool or creche, so they'd look after her full days. But my wife is working 3-day weeks at the moment, which is probably going to increase to 4-day weeks in September. So, yeah, they've helped us so much. We're very grateful, you know, with the costs of childcare. You know, they're helping us big time.
And did you ask them or did they offer?
They offered. To be honest, they offered. We did initially look for maybe a part time position for creche to help out, but it's very difficult to get part time creche places. Obviously, mm-hmm. they need to fill their full time places first, and you might be able to share it with another parent, but that's almost near impossible to find another parent who will take 2 days instead of I don't know, full days, you know.
Yeah, it's such a tricky situation. But it's funny, you know, I've a couple of messages in already from people talking about how difficult it is for grandparents, you know, and even I suppose as they get older too, even just the ability to maybe run around and do all that needs to be done. Like, did you have a conversation, yeah, I'm curious, with your parents about how this might work, or who sort of takes the lead?
It's kind of shared. I mean, they're happy enough to do it. It's mainly the my mother-in-law who's looking after them, because the grandfather is still working. But it's mainly my mother-in-law who looks after them, and she seems happy out to help. It is a tiring job, of course, it's 3 days as opposed to 5 days as well. So hopefully that's eased it a little bit. But we're not sure what we're going to do next year when my wife goes back to 4 day weeks. We're still trying to figure out maybe a preschool or ECCE positions for the little one. We'll have to see and play by ear, see what happens, if we can find anything.
Yeah, that's the challenge, I suppose, for so many people that are maybe caught and have to get the help of mum and dad to step in. Maeve is on the line. Maeve, you mind, or you helped mind one of your grandkids, is that right?
I do, yeah. I work part-time, and the days I'm not working, 3 days a week, I mind my grandchildren. And it's great. I enjoy it. But I can see into the future that there's going to be big issues around this. A lot of my colleagues are not retiring until 70. So the number of retired grandmothers, really, who probably do most of the minding, is going to shrink. So I think we have to think about what the young people are going to do. I feel very sorry for them. I mean, we kept our jobs when I was, you know, I was just after the marriage bar, so I could keep my job. Mm. But we hung on by our fingernails when we had children, and it doesn't seem to be getting any better.
Things haven't changed, do you think?
Well, I just look like, if my grandchildren weren't living near me, what would the young people do?
And
as I said, the birth rate has gone down so much. Like 2008, there was 75,000 children born in Ireland. 2024, 54. That's 20,000 less. We have to help our young people have family and everything. And again, most grandparents I know, I'm delighted to do it. Mm. They're delighted to do it. But going forward, we need a plan.
And how many days, sorry, did you mention, Maeve? Do you...
About 2.5.
About 2.5 days, you, yeah, yeah.
And
do you find it tiring?
Yeah. Well, it is actually,
yeah,
but
sure
it's not. It's joyful tiring. It's,
yeah, you don't mind.
I can't tell you. I'm not saying grandparents shouldn't do it. I think it's great fun. And the best thing of all is you're sitting in the playground and you're chatting to all the other grandparents who are doing exactly the same thing. It's very social. I don't think grandparents shouldn't do it, but I do think, like, maternity leave is 6 months. You can't get a creche nearly for a year and a half, if you're lucky. So there's gaps, you know. You were talking about modular homes.
Like, that's right.
I think modular homes are a marvellous idea. The young couple are in the modular home. The granny and granddad are in the big house, or vice versa.
Yeah. Well, that's what some people are suggesting today, actually. Maybe you put granny and granddad in the modular home.
Well, well, that could be tricky. But do you know what I mean? People need backup. But if we're not providing it, well, what are the young people going to do?
Yeah.
You know, and if you have grandparents near you, happy days. And I haven't met a grandparent yet who hasn't got great fun out of the grandchildren.
Well, it's funny. Can I put this text to you, Maeve, from a listener, right? And they've got in touch to say, you know, they want to remain anonymous. Just on grandparents, it's time adult children realise that getting old isn't easy. It often looks to me that selfishness takes the place of ordinary, decent consideration for older people who more often than not might have health issues. I see old people roped in to do the school collection. Surely now these older people finally deserve their freedom. They've reared their own kids. Now let the parents do the job too.
I could see that happening in certain families, but I wouldn't call it selfishness. I'd call it desperation.
They've nowhere to turn, no hope.
Yeah. like if you're, you know, if you can't get a place in a creche, what are you going to do? Yeah, you can't put the baby upstairs and everybody trot out to work. Mm. And you can't work from home with a baby. Like, that's a disaster.
And you probably, you need, most likely in majority of homes, you're going to need the two incomes to try and keep the roof over your head and pay the mortgage
again,
as well.
We're circling back to mortgage and expense and the expense of childcare, and yet the childcare workers are being paid pittance, €14 an hour. I wouldn't work for that.
Listener here says, I'm a grandparent, constantly being called on to mind my kids. I'm tired, but nobody notices or seems to care. The parents will blast out money on holidays, gyms, takeaways, but they never want to pay for the childcare or the babysitter. Anna has got in touch. She says, what are they going to do? Maybe pay somebody to mind their own children? Constantly seeing grandparents in playgrounds around the town struggling even to mind young kids as well. Katie Mack is with me on the line today. Of course, Katie is from the Opinions Matter podcast. What's your situation, Katie? Have I got Katie? Are you there? All right. Can Katie hear me? No, we'll come back to Katie maybe in a moment's time. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Listener says, it's great that families can help out and seem to be happy to do so. We have an autistic child in our house, and unfortunately, not as easy to get family help as we might like. Katie, good afternoon.
Yes, hi, can you hear me?
Good, I can. What's your circumstances at home? Who's...
Oh, God, a lot of people won't like this, but you know what? Like, genuinely, they wouldn't have it any other way. I've offered to get childcare to take the pressure off, but my parents-in-law and my own parents mind my children while myself and my husband work.
So you're blessed.
We are blessed. Now, we have kind of said, you know, like, it's a lot of pressure. We're happy to find childcare, which I know is a nightmare because my brother came home from the UK with his kids recently enough. And the nightmare they had of finding childminders and waiting lists for creches and everything. So I knew it was probably like going to be very difficult. And as well, I don't, you know, it's probably a bit controversial to say, but nobody looks after your kids like yourself or the grandparents. Mm, and if I have a choice between, you know, a stranger minding my child or the grandparents who love the kids and, you know, actually have a relationship with them, I'm going to obviously go with the grandparents. But my mother and my mother-in-law would come over like 6:30 in the morning to let us go to work.
So it's a full-time gig, really.
And they're in their 60s. So we're like, we know it's not easy for them. But we have kind of said to them on multiple occasions, you know, we'll sort childcare. It's a lot on you, even if you guys want to do like, because they're the ones that are kind of saying, no, we want to do it. We love having the kids. And, so I said, we could, you know, even once or twice a week, oh, no, we'll do it. And they're very much kind of, you know, wanting to and very much putting us off the idea of going to childminders or creches and that. But they come over, 6:30 in the morning to let us go to work because we're both out early. And, we'd be lost. It's like the price of childcare and childminding, it's like a second mortgage. So they won't take anything from us for it, you know, like we offer, you know, will you take a few bob? Oh, no, we want to mind the kids. And so we're very, very lucky because I know it's, and I know a lot of people are probably listening now saying, you know, oh, that's terrible, you know, letting your 60-year-old mother-in-law and mother come over that early. But honestly, they wouldn't have it any other way. We did offer.
And of course, I suppose it's totally different if they're offering to do it. That's one thing. And I'm sure it comes back or in other ways as well. And you probably have them over for dinner or bring them out or do different things with them, Katie, as well.
Yeah. Look, you make it up in other ways. You know, at Christmas and stuff, you'd go out a bit. You go out in their presence a bit more and you'd invest a bit more financially in terms of your thought into what you're getting them and stuff. But like I said, if we were paying for childcare, I think for a creche per child now, it's on average over €1,000 a month full time.
Well, just one text here says, I pay $3,200 per month for childcare in my home with a professional. That's half my take-home pay. The creche would be $1,500 per month, but I can't get him in yet because he's only 6 months old. You pay so much for proper professional assistance, says this listener. Avril Sheenan's with me on the line. Avril is from the Care A Lot Childcare in Cork. I'm sure you see a lot of granny and granddads. Do you know part of the collection process, Avril?
80% of our preschool children would actually be collected by grandparents. So because they come in for preschool from 9 to 12 and then the grannies and the granddads pick up the slack for the rest of the afternoon. There's a multitude of reasons for that, I suppose, financial from the parents' point of view, but also creches, as we know, waiting lists are colossal. There's no childcare spaces, so the childcare centre mightn't be able to accommodate them for what they want either. But definitely grandads and nanas are called on the whole time. Maybe only 20% of my full-time children are only collected by grandparents. And that would be, you know, mom has an appointment on the way home from work, or granddad, or, you know, they just want to pick them up for the fun of it.
Yeah, so it's probably ever growing, is it, the numbers, Avril, that are of grandparents that are involved in the daily collection and drop and all of that?
Absolutely, because like the cost of living is absolutely colossal and childcare is expensive. And if you've more than one child, that is a huge expense coming out of your money at the end of the month. So, of course, you're going to call on granny and granddad. And if they're willing to do it, of course, why would you not take them up on the offer, being honest? And it's lovely to have the kids with their nana and granddad as well. You know what I mean? And just have that home environment and stuff like that. There's nothing like a home environment for your child at the end of the day.
Listener says, grandparents are not childcare and people need to consider childcare before having children. My parents always made it clear that they would enjoy their grandkids, but they are not childminders and they have absolutely stuck to this. There's a huge reaction to this today. People are very, very split about it. Tom has got in contact. He says, people who say the grandparents love looking after their children, they're living in a dream world. Jason is with us from Kildare. Jason, what's your story?
How are you?
Good.
Yeah, we tried to book a creche for our unborn child over 6 months ago, and we were well in time in booking it, or so we thought. So when we went to the creche, we needed it from this February coming. So we actually gave them a year and a half's notice on when we would need the spot. And my brother's kids happened to be in the same creche, so we thought, okay, we'll give them plenty of notice and we'll definitely get a place. On arrival, we were told that they had nothing until the following August, and they showed us around the place. But while we were leaving, they told us that spot's not guaranteed even in August. You have to have €1,500 in our bank account by close of business this evening to secure it. And we sort of thought that that's sort of going like the rental market's gone, with people queuing up to throw cash at us, and they have the ball in their hand, you could say. They're guaranteed people, desperate people are going to pay it no matter what.
So that's the deposit.
Yeah, and the deposit was non-refundable. So if we found another creche in the meantime that did suit us, they told us we're not giving the €1,500 back.
So what did you do?
Luckily enough, we went around smaller creches and we found one in a town that's probably a 20-minute drive further. Which puts 40 minutes onto us every day, 20 minutes there and 20 minutes back. And we found a nice family-run creche that played ball with us. And we still did give them a year and a half's notice. But their deposit was only €300 and it was refundable if we changed their mind. It seems to be the big franchise creches are sort of able to name their price and they don't care if you get the business or not.
And we're talking obviously today about, you know, people relying on grandparents to step in or help out. Was that something that crossed your mind at all? Or
yeah, unfortunately we don't have that option. My parents and my wife's parents are still fairly young, so they're all working. So we don't, they're a good few years off retirement age, so we don't have the option of getting grandparents to step in. Of course, we'd use them for babysitting services now and again, but it's just we live in a small town in the countryside, so no matter what, we have to drive for childcare facilities. Like any of the creches in our town, the child must be 3 years of age or more, and if we drive to the bigger towns like Newbridge or Naas, it's adding a half an hour on every day, and they're just naming their price and telling them to transfer the cash by this evening or it's gone.
Thanks Jason for getting in touch and sharing your experience with us. A few people actually getting in contact who've experienced something quite similar to Jason in terms of creche facilities looking for £1,500 deposits in advance. Texter tells me their child is now 17 and he tells stories about his childcare. It's not nice. I have huge regrets, as this listener. Another texter says, both sets of our grandparents are quite elderly. They're not able to care for our child, so we have to pay for childcare, and we're very lucky that we have a place, but it also also means that when they're sick, we've nobody to call on for help. We have to take turns while trying to take time off work when this happens. And this listener says, I think it's great when grandparents can mind the grandkids with all of the shortages for creche places. I think the government should allow grandparents to earn some money from this without it affecting their pension. A little bit like rent a room. I don't think grandparents should be paid something by parents. Or sorry, I do think they should be paid something by parents, even a small amount. It's only respectful. It should happen. And very finally, this listener tells me today, please ask the parents on the programme, how do they repay their parents? Do they pay for weekends away? Are there vouchers? Grandparents, very often taken for granted. I've seen cases where once grandkids are grown up, they don't help out at all. They don't return this help to granny and granddad. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's Jason, Katie, Paul, Sean, Maeve, Avril. Thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.